Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2013, and today we are discussing the quarterly report from the New York Federal Reserve Bank, their quarterly report on debt and credit. The bottom line of the report is that household debt grew a great deal during the third quarter of this year. Mortgage debt up $56 billion to a total of $7.897 trillion. Student loans up $33 billion to $1.027 trillion. Auto loans up $31 billion to $845 billion. Credit cards up $4 billion to $672 billion. These are just numbers, meaningless in a sea of so many numbers. The real question is, why are they growing and why are they so high? Let's take a brief look at what the Matt Walsh blog says for an answer. Quoting, "Forget freedom, forget principle, just buy stuff. That's our entire economic system, buy things. Everybody buy. It just doesn't matter what you buy, just buy. It doesn't matter if you don't have money, just buy. Our entire civilization now rests on the assumption that no matter what else happens, we will all continue to buy lots and lots of things. Buy, 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 and then buy a little more. Don't create, don't produce, don't discover. Just buy. Never save, never invest, never cut back. Just buy. Buy what you don't need with money you don't have. But when you're buy when you're happy. Buy when you're sad. Buy when you're hungry. Buy when you want to lose weight. Buy an iPhone. 6 months have passed. Buy another iPhone. Go online and buy things. Go to the mall and buy things. On your way, stop and buy some more things. Buy things for every occasion. Buy things to celebrate. Buy things to mourn. Buy things to keep up with the trends." So on and so forth, folks. You get the idea. And what about the season that is upon us, the season of Thanksgiving, again from Mr. Walsh? "How appropriate, then, that a holiday created by our ancestors as an occasion to give thanks for what they had now morphs into a frenzied consumerist ritual where we descend upon shopping malls to accumulate more things we don't need. Our great-grandparents enjoyed a meal and praised the Lord for the food on the table. Friends and family gathered around it. We have slightly altered that tradition. Instead, elect to bum-rush elderly women and trample over children to get our hands on cheap TVs." That is Mr. Walsh. Let's go back a few more years for the root of the problem and the real reason for the problem. In 1968, we had a modified gold standard economy, meaning the dollar was at least partially backed by something tangible, that is, gold. The Vietnam War was raging, as well as Johnson's Great Society and his war on poverty. These things had to be paid for, and the tax revenue was not enough. So on August 15th, 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and allowed the dollar to float without any tangible backing. The dollar was free from its strains, from its chains, rather, and Americans were imprisoned in them. For example, in 1968, I bought a new car for $2,000 cash, a brand new car, saved from my part-time job. Now, today, that new car would cost $25,000 to $30,000 at least and would be impossible to obtain for the average person without debt and interest to the banks. You can't have anything today unless the banks get their share of interest. Sometimes the government has to step in and help the banks with their profit margin. For example, when I started to college in the mid-1960s, my first semester tuition was $75. That's right, folks, $75. Books cost about $50, and that was before I learned how to buy the books used. That was an amount I could easily save from a part-time job, so I was free. Now tuition costs tens of thousands of dollars per semester at most colleges, and it is impossible for most students without student loan debt, since everyone has a right to an education. The government has to step in and help the banks with all these loans. By guaranteeing the student loans, the government guarantees them and the government makes the laws so the student loans are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. The result is that virtually every student is enslaved by debt for the rest of his life. Saving is the last nail in the coffin. That is also impossible today because of the Federal Reserve's low interest rates. Now, the incoming Fed chairman, Janet Yellen, wants to reduce interest rates to negative numbers. That means savers would have to pay the banks to keep their money, but borrowers would get by cheap, and so would debt slavery. What should we do about all this? End the Fed. Return to a classical gold standard for the individual. Break your chains and get out of debt by any means necessary. At least that's the way I see it. Wednesday, November 20th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.